criminal records to be wiped years after they were accused of stealing because of a faulty IT system. Criminal defence lawyer Joseph Courtney Monson says the proposed Act of Parliament is a quick fix that doesn't go far enough.
Simply addressing, as important as it is, the fate of the 700 whose lives were destroyed by this, it's not enough if you don't honour that at the same time with making sure it doesn't happen again.
The US Secretary of State, Antony Blinken's warned there will be consequences if Houthi rebels continue to attack vessels in the Red Sea. Many ships are taking longer routes to avoid the risk posed by the Iran-backed fighters. The head of Boeing says a quality escape took place in safety checks, which led to a door blowing out mid-flight in Oregon. 170 jets have been grounded for checks. A charity is welcoming cutting the price of Aptamil baby formula by 7%, but says it's still not enough for many families. The product's maker, Danone, says changes will come in next week. Baby milk's increased by an average of nearly a quarter in 2 years. Dr. Erin Williams from support group Feed wants ministers to take action.
We need to look at things like price caps, how we price different entry-level products versus top-level products. We need to make sure families have got enough money in their pockets, so the government needs to look at increasing healthy start allowance.
Police say they're checking a potential sighting of a woman who hasn't been in touch with her family since November. 35-year-old Kasia Smith from Edinburgh was reported missing last week. And Liverpool and Fulham will both be hoping for a first leg advantage in their EFL Cup semi-final with a tie just getting underway. Liverpool are without Trent Alexander-Arnold because of injury and Mohamed Salah. That's the latest. I'm Laura Safe.
This is Phoenix FM.
Good evening.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Kicking off tonight's show, REM and Near Wild Heaven, which I only recently found out what the name of that song was. I think I just randomly thought, was thinking, it's one of my favourite songs by REM, and I thought to myself, I wonder what that song by REM that starts with Whenever We Hold Each Other is actually called. So, had a bit of a Google, and found it out. Back when it was out, we didn't have things like Google, so it was a little bit more complicated than these days. So things like that make me very thankful for modern technology. Hopefully you have found a reason to be thankful for modern technology as well. In fact, you might be listening to this show on an example of it right now. And welcome along. You are with Phoenix 98 FM, community radio for Brentwood, Billericay and the surrounding areas. Thanks to the Orient Hour crew for the last hour. They're back at 7pm next Wednesday. For the next 2 hours, you've got me, Nick Field, and another round of curveballs. Tonight, I am joined by, you can hear my chat with, Reading Ukulele Wonders, the Rocket Kings. We'll be playing a couple of tracks from their current album as well. We'll also have a gig guide and a round of Chew with Nick, and plenty of music to keep you going until 10pm. Now, we're 10 days into 2024 at the time of recording this, and you've probably wished just about everyone worth wishing Happy New Year to. Happy New Year to. So, the newness is slowly starting to wear off, but, you know, there's still time, but, you know, we should still make the most of it, I think, and if you have already broken your New Year's resolution, then there is nothing stopping you from starting it up and having another go. To keep that feeling going, let's play a couple of songs about newness, starting off with this from the Silver Bayonets. It's even called New.
Lost in the flood of those dark feelings.
across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Tracks in a row with a recurring theme. First up, it was the Silver Bayonets and New. They'll hopefully be back out on the gig scene soon. And the track you just heard from an album that came out last year called Off Planet, that was Django Django and A New Way Through. If you want to get in contact with Curveballs tonight, if you have bands and singers and the like who you think are going to be big in 2024, it's a bit of a cliche now, we know, but to be honest with you, we like musical recommendations and we welcome them here. So yes, do feel free to send them through. And, you know, if you'd like to nominate yourself or your band as someone to look out for in 2024, then do feel free to. If you would like to recommend a gig that's coming up in the next 7 days or beyond, that you are playing, promoting, or just going to. Or if you have any questions about the music, or you want shout out, any other reason that you want to get in touch, we love hearing from you. The email is radio@phoenixfm.com. We're on the X Twitter site at @PhoenixFM. You can find me on there as well at Nickfield Media, which I also am on all other socials. And there's also a Curveballs Facebook group, facebook.com/curveballradio, which you can send us a like. You can send us a message and leave us a like, and do all the things that you do with pages. We look forward to hearing from you. The next track that I have for you is from an album that came out in November. We've had the small matter of Christmas and New Year since it came out, so let's give it some love now as well. This is The Clockworks.
Seven solemn faces off a train, clocking through the office once again. It's just for now, it's just for now, we must explain. And hope is anesthetic for the brain. The shame when money makes a miter out of me. The sun shines brighter on the far side of the street. Empathy's in entropy and apathy is free. And I can't bear too much reality. No, I can't bear too much reality. You know what makes a miter out of me. No, I can't bear too much reality. You know what makes a miter out of me. Money, money. I'm begging to borrow someone else's tomorrow. The wolf is knocking out my door today. Mayday, mayday, I need a payday. Mayday, mayday, I need a payday. Mayday, mayday, I need a payday, yeah. I'd be a sellout already if I had something to sell. I'd be your bellboy, boy, be your double as well. And I'm a traitor, waiting for calls to betray. But ignorance is peace, so I'll blue pill up your feast. Cause I'm a sad, sad boy with a big, big dream. In the eye of my world, of the big, weak scheme. I cast my pearls under this pig's feet. Again, and again, and again, and again. Oh, I'm begging to borrow someone else's tomorrow. The wolf is knocking at my door today. Knocking at my door today. Oh, today. Ooh, today, 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 today. I need a payday. I need a payday. I need a payday. Come back, come back.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
See the fire burning brightly in the night. Feel the San Francisco air, yeah. With the courage of my drinking glass. From the walls, yeah. Feel the hum emanating. the music bounce off the walls. Hello, disco, where did you go? I need that soul to return. Where did that kiss go? I'm a disco. I need the fire to burn. I remember dancing in your arms, feeling like we could blossom. The hiddenness of that musical note. We were the only ones in the world. Hello, disco. Where did you go? I need that soul to return.
Two tracks in a row here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. First up, it was The Clockworks, and from an album of theirs which came out in November, that track was entitled Mayday, Mayday, and if you listen to the lyrics, I think a few of us can probably relate to that a bit already. It's not quite the 47th day of January yet, but hopefully it won't be too painful for you when it comes around. The track you just heard was Lady Grey and the Eels and Disco from their album It's a Mean Old Scene, which came out last year. And you can listen back to their interview on our Christmas special. The interview itself had its odd Christmassy moments, but in amongst it all, there was a really good session, which you can listen back and enjoy any time of year. Let me assure you that. And it's available along with all recent episodes of Curveballs on Phoenix FM at phoenixfm.com/category/curveballs. Or if you're on the Phoenix FM website now, you can click anywhere it says Curveballs. On the subject of guests, you'll be able to hear my chat with Rocket Kings after this from a band that I interviewed last year at Latitude Festival. You might remember I played a track of theirs on last week's show, and this is a single of theirs from last year. This is Red Rum Club. From Liverpool, that's Red Rum Club and How to Steal the World here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. It is coming up to 8:30 and I'll be playing you my chat with Reading's Rocket Kings after we've heard a track from them. This from their current album is entitled She's Going to Mars.
Zero gravity. She's a cosmic star. Radiation vibe. Beaming from afar. One giant leap but restlessly. Oxygen tank will keep the deep lights burning. She's going to Mars. Then she's going to Venus. On. Protect the cosmic ray. Just navigate and turn the dials. 140 million miles from home now. She's going to Mars. Then she's going to going to Mars.
Rocket Kings here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM with She's Going to Mars. And I chatted to 3/5 of Rocket Kings, namely David, Jess and Bex, at the weekend. And just to find out a bit more about how they got together, their shared love of ukuleles and plenty of other things, and what they have in store for this year. And this is what they had to say.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
You are with Curveballs on Phoenix 98 FM, and it delights me to say that I am now joined by 3 Rocket Kings. Good Woo! Evening, people. How are we doing?
Hi.
Hello. Hello. All good.
Yeah, all good hair.
Yes, indeed. We have chatted about the hair beforehand. Looking fantastic. Right.
Made a big effort.
Yes. Yes, indeed. And there will be photographic evidence on it afterwards, so everyone listening on the radio, don't worry, you will get your chance to see it for yourself. First things first, though, introduce yourselves to our listeners.
We are Rocket Kings. I'm Dave, and I'm not any of the other 4.
And what do you do in the band, Dave?
So I play ukulele and sing and write the majority of the songs.
Yeah, that's true. He does do most of these things. I'm Bex. I mostly sing. I do play some ukulele, but the others are infinitely better at ukulele than I am.
That's fibbing and lies. Bex just likes to dance, and she finds it difficult with the ukulele, which is why she doesn't play so much. I'm Jess. I play the ukulele and jam that out. I also write or have written a couple of the songs for Rocket Kings, and I do some singing as well. I think that, and I'm definitely not the other four members of the band as well.
So we should probably also say we don't have our rhythm, our fantastic rhythm section of David, who's the drummer, and Yoshiko, who's our bass player. So they are currently not available today.
Okay, fair enough. So, where do you all hail from?
Reading-ish, but we're based in Reading.
Yeah, we're kind of central. Reading's our centre point. I'm north of Reading. The others are south, kind of Dave's south of Reading. So we kind of, Reading is our centre location.
Righto. So to a lot of people, they would be asking, how often do you drive past the festival site?
Most days. I have to go that way to kind of go to get to work. So yeah, I can see it most days.
There we go. I went to Reading Festival 12 times in my youth and really enjoyed it. So big up Reading.
Do you know what? Having lived here for a long time and drive past it regularly, I've never actually been.
Well,
except to admit that
it's never too late.
Dave, have you ever been?
I have. I've been twice, only for a single day, but the last time was, I think, 2002.
So I went twice when I was a nipper, kind of in the 1990s.
Yeah, the other time was in the 90s. Yeah.
Yeah, but I've not been since.
No.
Yes, I last went there in 2017, where a lot of people there were over half my age, and everyone was shouting Alan for some reason. So,
oh my god, that happened in the 1990s as well. Alan. Yeah,
yes,
totally get that.
It seems like some sort of strange tradition over there, but yes, if you go to Reading Festival and your name is Alan, you are going to get very confused. So my sympathy in advance. Right, either way. Moving along from there, so tell us about how Rocket Kings originally got together.
go on, I'd better do this one then.
Yeah, this is a good story.
I wrote some songs, and for Bex and me, basically started, we recorded some home demos kind of things, and then we booked a gig, and then we thought, if we've got a gig, we really need a band in order to play these songs, and a name. So we then quickly rustled around and tried to find some band members and came up with a name, and then we played our first gig. So we kind of went a bit back to front, most people do. I think we had one practice and we went a bit back to front. This was back in 2016, so a long time ago now. And then it's kind of developed from there, that we then wrote more songs, then properly went and recorded some stuff. We recorded an EP, like properly in the studio. We've had a couple of band member changes since the early days, and then we recorded our first album in 2021, and then our second one came out in September, just gone.
So Dave and Bex and David, the drummer, were the original lineup. So Jess came as a replacement. You've been with us now a while, haven't you, Jess? Four, five years. And then Yoshiko joined us just this year. No, last year. My mistake.
No, well, yeah, 2023, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We're only a week and a bit into the new year. We're still trying to get used to that.
Yeah.
It feels like this year to me.
Actually, yeah, it's probably not that long. Probably doesn't feel like that long ago. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent. Good stuff. And have you always been full of ukulele players?
Yep. So that's kind of my instrument of choice for writing on, and I play ukulele. I teach ukulele for a living. That's kind of my instrument that I play. And then Bex and Jess, that's what they play. Yoshiko also actually plays a ukulele bass as well. Yeah, but we play through, you know, as you, you know, you'll have heard sort of some of the songs, I think, you know, we play, it's just an instrument. So, you know, we play through guitar pedals, whether that be Jess with a wah-wah pedal or me with my overdrive pedal and phaser. Bex has got an overdrive pedal, you know, and it's just an instrument. So, like, you know, you'd have guitars, you'd have pianos, you'd have whatever. It's just happens to be the instrument that we happen to like playing.
It sounds a bit like ukulele shoegaze in some ways, but yes, all the things you never thought you could do with the ukulele, which I really, really like. So who would you describe as being your main influences? They don't all have to be ukulele players, but I'm sure people will want to look up more of them after hearing your tunes.
Ooh. Yeah, Jess, go on, fire away.
Fire away for what? Sorry.
Your influences in your writing.
Yeah, well, I suppose my influences are slightly different to Dave's, and they're nothing to do with the ukuleles, to be honest with you. But I love kind of Catherine. I like Catherine Williams, who's just amazing songwriter. But I like that old school kind of music, like the Damien Rice and Ray LaMontagne, and I've said that wrong, but we'll go with that. But that kind of really simple sounds. I think Dave's influences are much more, what's the word?
Power pop, I guess. Pop.
Yeah, yes.
So I would definitely say that, yeah.
Yeah, so my I mean, Teenage Fan Club are a big kind of band for me, but I'm also a big fan of The Quo, for example, as well. So you'll hear odd bits of Status Quo kind of things in there. But a lot of indie pop, you know, actually, what's probably a better bet is what other people say that we sound like. And we often get mentioned bands like Belle and Sebastian. We often get mentioned the Wannadies, the Cranberries. Who else? What have we had?
Beautiful South.
Beautiful South, yeah. A kind of big on bands like the Lars. I like a 3-minute pop song, so I'm kind of like a tune, and so that's kind of tends to be where we go. But everybody, you know, I write most of the songs, yeah. But everybody has a bit of a say in, you know, everything. We particularly the second album, the one we released recently, we very much worked on those together. You know, I took the songs into the studio, but then everybody put their own kind of spin on them. So, you know, David would be playing drums and go, well, actually, hold on, let's try and do this with it, or let's try and do that with it. Jess would put on a little uke line and whatever. Bex would come up with a backing vocal or whatever, and we would kind of... So the songs developed as a band, but, you know, those are the... They tend to be those sort of indie pop kind of things where probably most of the stuff sort of originates from, as it were.
Excellent. So, yes, tell us about the album Paving the Way. Where was it recorded?
It was recorded at Creative Control Studio in Bracknell, which at a place called Southfield Park. It's a big kind of huge, I don't know how you call it. It's a big art centre.
Theatre, art centre.
Lots of stuff. And there's a very small recording studio, as it happens. But we're run by a guy called Al Heslop, and there's another guy there who works there called Josh McCrowan, who we work with. And Josh has... You know, we describe Josh as being the sixth member of the band, a bit like, you know, Brian Epstein was the fifth Beatle, and you get this kind of thing. And he's become really important to our sound. So we kind of, we really, really enjoy working with him. He's done both of the albums, and really enjoy working with him. And he's definitely shaped some of the way that we sound. And we love going in the studio. Bex will probably tell you more, because it's one of her favourite things in particular. So
I love being in the studio. I love watching Josh work. I love watching the others record. Even on days where I wasn't needed, you know, when there's kind of a full-on ukulele day or the drum day or a bass day, I would still go and be there all day from... this big, very beginning right through to the very end. I just love watching it come together. You know, there's something really quite magical about kind of hearing it going in and then hearing it kind of blended together. And, you know, if we had enough money, I'd do that every single day.
Excellent. Well, it definitely comes across in listening back to the album. Definitely. So when it comes to bringing your ukuleles out to the masses, have you had much chance to get out and play recently? Have you got gigs coming up?
Yeah, we had a really great a really great kind of end of the back end of the year. We took the first half of the year off to kind of get to know Yoshiko, get her up to scratch. It's so hard for someone coming into the band to suddenly have to learn all our songs. We've got a kind of a back catalogue of stuff that she needed. We had to pick kind of songs that we knew we would want to play straight away. But then when we play sort of longer gigs and we're looking to play sort of over an hour, she needs to know more of our older stuff. So we spent a good kind of 4 or 5 months kind of helping Yoshiko get up to speed with those. But mm-hmm. we ended up with a really great kind of end of the year. We did a great festival. Woking Festival was amazing. We played at Bunk Fest. We did some kind of local gigs. It culminated in the most brilliant album launch in September at the Fisherman's Cottage in Reading, where we packed it out. There was standing room only, and people were even watching us from outside through the windows. You know, we propped open the windows and people were standing kind of out on the street, you know, and it kind of, we're going into Christmas. It's much quieter with Christmas. We had a big Christmas gig at the Castle Tap in Reading before a holiday break, and we're now looking forward to kind of moving on into the next year, and we've got some kind of great things lined up.
Excellent, good stuff. So what is confirmed so far?
We have we're playing a couple of gigs in February in different pubs in Reading, in the Butler and then in the Purple Turtle. Which we've never played before. Purple Turtle's a bit of a Reading institution, which we've
it
never
is. I've played been at. There a couple of times. It's great in there.
But we're playing at the Purple Turtle. Then we are playing at a great pub called the Flowing Spring in April, where we're going to play 2 45-minute sets, and it's that should be a really good fun gig. And then we have none of the other things have been announced yet. But we have a couple of festival things kind of lined up for the summer, and then hopefully one or two other things. And we don't gig huge amounts. You know, we're a hobbyist band. We've all got jobs, we've got families and whatever. So we tend to play, I don't know, maybe 10, 12 gigs a year, something like that. So some of those will be local pubs, and there'll be one or two festivals, and one or two other little bits and bobs will kind of slot in here and there. So at the moment, a couple in February, one in April, and we'll see what else we've got kind of coming up further down the line.
Excellent. Well, good luck with those, and we will remind everyone nearer the time. It's fantastic to hear. So, with the two albums that you've got, where can people get their hands on those?
Everywhere that music is.
Good.
There's no vinyl copy. They've both been out on vinyl, but there's no vinyl copies left. I'd say sadly, but actually that's kind of obviously a good thing that there's no sad. There's
yes, one. that is an achievement.
Yeah, there are a handful of CDs of the first album left, and there are certainly a few of the newer one left. They can be bought via Bandcamp, our Bandcamp page. And then it is streaming on everywhere that streams music, whether that be Spotify, Apple, Amazon, loads of places I've never heard of as well. But basically, anywhere that you find music, stream music, you can find our both of our albums and our EP.
Excellent. Brilliant. We're going to listen to, we've played one track from the album beforehand. Let's listen to another track now. So what track are we going to listen to? What track would you like us to hear?
Oh, there's a big question.
I wonder if we'd all say something different. Yellow Bird gets my vote.
Good with me.
Yeah, I'm down with the Yellow Bird.
Yeah, the Yellow Bird of Fortune. Sorry, go on.
The other, I'm going to assume this was not inspired by watching an episode of Sesame Street. Tell us about it.
Oh, no, but I wish it was. otherwise there would have been some mention of the Cookie Monster in there as well. But
next album, maybe.
Can we have a costume, though? Dave, can you come dressed as the Yellow Bird of Fortune?
No, but oh I'd rather come dressed amazing. As the Cookie Monster.
I'm so up for that.
Yeah, only because you know that there's a chance of cookies then.
Yeah, that's so true.
It's out in the universe now, Dave. Hate to break it to you.
But yeah, Yellow Bird of Fortune was so there's three off this album. There's three songs that we had videos made for. So there's videos on YouTube as well. So we've got a YouTube channel, and this was the third of those. And was also one of the two songs on the album where we had Richard Van Ryn came in and played trumpet for us. Or actually, he's commonly known as Trumpet Man, so we ought to just call him Trumpet Man to us. He won't mind, I hope. So he came and played trumpet on it, which kind of added to us. And he actually also came and played at our album launch, which was great having trumpet live as well. And he's actually going to play at some of our gigs coming up this year as well. Not all of them, but because he's not available for them all. But he played trumpet on this song, so that was kind of really exciting having that on this as well.
Excellent. Good stuff. We'll go to listen to that in just a moment. But before we do, remind us one more time where people can find out more about the Rocket Kings.
Facebook.com/Rocket Kings.
Instagram, X.
Instagram. Rocket Kings Band, I think it is on. Isn't
yeah, Rocket Kings Band on Instagram and X.
Have we got a YouTube as well?
YouTube as well. Rocket Kings. Yeah, look, search Rocket Kings on YouTube and you'll find us.
Excellent. Good stuff. Well, Dave, Bex, Jess, thank you so much for chatting to us today. Good luck with the upcoming live shows. And, well, while we're all sitting and trying not to think too much about how much we will want to eat cookies right now, let's check out the Yellow Bird of Fortune.
Didn't know.
from the album Paving the Way, which the earlier track She's Going to Mars is also from. That was Rocket Kings here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM with the Yellow Bird of Fortune. Many, many thanks to Bex, Jess and David from the band for chatting to us earlier on this week. And, well, looking forward to hearing more from them soon. And yes, look up Rocket Kings online. It's either just Rocket Kings or Rocket Kings Band. And yes, you will be able to find out more and how to get your hands on their albums. Next up here on Curveballs, let's have a look at the next 7 days in gigs. And if there's a gig coming up that you are playing, promoting or just going to and would like a mention on the show, then do let us know via all the usual means. Email is radio@phoenixfm.com. If you're on the Phoenix FM website now, then you can also contact us directly through where it says contact. And I'm at Nickfield Media on all the socials. So, yes, let us know what's going on. We do love giving some local events a shout out. I'm going to start off with, there's only a couple of gigs to mention this week, but things are slowly starting to pick up after the post New Year slowdown. And coming up on Saturday at Blues in Barleylands here in Billericay. I'm just going to have to call up the correct page again. This is me having to press back a bit. It's coming up Saturday, Blues at Barleylands in Billericay. You will be able to see a live set from Split Whiskers. This is a track by them, which is something else that might be worth reminding us at this time of year. Money ain't everything.
Let me tell you, everybody, money ain't everything. Let me tell you, everybody, money ain't everything. I went from rags to riches, riches to rags again. I hit the ground running, got myself ready to fly. I hit the ground running, got myself ready to fly. Came crashing right down ahead with my fancy car goodbye.
got